Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, a Florida woman aged 22 is accused of posing as a 14-year-old to get together with a 12-year-old. 30 times. Now they aren't even teachers, and they're going after younger guys, because those are the only ones that seem to want to give them any attention these days. I guess the older guys are too busy playing video games or something. The victim says that there were other victims between the age of 13 and 15. Why does someone that looks this attractive need to do this? And why does it always seem to happen in Florida? Up next is Destiny. He spent last year debunking the red pill, only to become living proof that it's real. His ex-wife Melina contacted him after the divorce asking for $100,000. Why? No one knows. She signed a post-nuptial agreement and isn't entitled to anything. Now he doesn't even know if he's ever going to date again. The irony is hilarious. The red pill also seems to have erased his blue hair too. He also got cucked by a dollar store Ezra Miller twink. Number 3 is a guy that says his wife prefers her deceased husband to him. He doesn't understand it yet, but he's a beta provider Bob. And he's just Mr. Right now because Mr. Right is 6 feet under. They have a 1-year-old together, and that kid is probably just an anchor baby to keep him there. But he's now thinking of getting divorced. Then the same sort of thing happened with Jada Pinkett and Tupac, as well as Will Simp. This guy's literally a Will Simp. Moving on, in the Royal Air Force, women can't fly the new F-35 stealth jets, because the helmets are too heavy. I guess you can't skip neck day at the gym anymore, ladies. My prediction is that the helmets will have to be functionally downgraded to make them light enough for women to wear. It'll probably cost tens of millions of dollars because we all know that gender equality is more important than the lives of the service people. The ejection seats will also need to be upgraded so that the plus-size female pilots survive an ejection event. Number 5, if you wake up a billionaire tomorrow, what's the first thing that you're going to do? I would apologize for being in their bedroom and slowly back out the door. But seriously, I'd get to work on building a lover bot as quickly as possible. I'm sure some of you would set up an anti-woke fund to fight against the woke menace out there. I'd also buy a boatload of Bitcoin and become a multi-billionaire in a couple years. Up next, we have a woman and her boyfriend on the left, and they're married on the right with their son. They had infertility issues, so that's why they adopted the kid. No coal-burning fantasies here. Now she's preggers with a daughter. That poor guy, his life is pretty much over. An adopted Tyrone and a daughter. I guess on the bright side, at least she doesn't have bleach blonde hair anymore. Number 7 is what Japanese manga sales are doing to the American comic book sales industry. That's all going to change when DC characters enter the public domain. Superman in 2034, Batman in 2035, and Wonder Woman in 2036. Combine that with AI filmmaking, people are going to make their own comics in their mama's basement, and Japan will be over. Steamboat Mickey just entered the public domain in 2024. Soon many other characters will too. Number 8, apparently Vin Diesel is getting Me Too'd as a video of him resurfaced where he hits on a YouTuber, calling her sexy and beautiful. So complimenting women is now considered offensive. He was probably strung out on pills during the interview. In my opinion, he should be canceled for hitting on this woman because she looks like a 5. But to be fair though, if a bald guy with these shades and a cut-off vest from the 1950s started hitting on most women, they too would declare harassment. Up next, I saw this weird ad on X for autistic singles dating. I'm picturing a room full of Rain Man hitting on a room full of Lisa Lubners. More likely, this is just another website for chads to pillage for easy peace leave. Remember that even autistic women expect you to make $500,000 a year. You should copy this and post it under every retarded post that you see on X. Also, does this mean if I want to carry around a big glowing ball that busty autistic girls will get together with me? Number 10, it looks like modern art has sunk to a new low. Now they're using their rear ends and bare feet as brushes. All I can see here is STDs on a canvas, from a 50-plus notch count cooch. Just wait until some simp gallery ends up paying millions of dollars for this. But you know why they're doing this, don't you? Because that's it. That's all they have. Is how misogynistic of me. After all, they also have false accusations to give you. Moving on is the why can't I find a good man starter pack? She's got a high body count, offers nothing but bedroom fun, she likes to argue with her boss babe mentality. Yet many guys will still get together with a girl like this because she's as hot as hell, and she's probably gonna end up there one day. Also, does she represent 99.9% of modern women these days? Number 12 is a Daily Mail article chronicling how women are wearing a safety layer over their outfits in public to deter creepy men. They're also saying that it's sad but necessary. Modesty is now considered a safety layer when what they really want to do is hoe it up, it seems. Whatever happened to strong and independent? Now they're hiding and afraid. No doubt because of all the cultural enrichment out there. Maybe they need to try a burqa on for size. Up next is Elena, age 20. She's saving herself for marriage, but you can still put it up her number two. Also, she's a single mom of two and a virgin. Either she doesn't know what she's saying, or the parodies are really getting ridiculous out there. Because who's 20 and has two kids in this economy? The woman in the thumbnail for meme video 99 with two kids at the age of 15 says, "Hold my pregnancy test." So you never really know if she has two kids these days. Here's another born-again virgin. Number 14 is what this woman is going to look like at 40 if she's a fake. She'll be single, childless, and financially independent. Those look like some nice berries too. Unfortunately, I've been told before that I turn the berries blue. I bet you she has half a dozen cats at home and thought that buying a waterbed was a good idea. Now she's pretty much swimming. My ex of 10 years looks like her, except she doesn't have such nice berries. At least this woman looks like she has another good 5 years ahead of her before she gets to menopause. Moving on, what would you do if you were this guy and caught your wife dating other guys? This guy says his wife is sorry and wants to stay together. I think that in this case, the only positive for this guy is that he might get the dog in the divorce. But seriously, depends on if they have kids or not. They might try and make it work for them by keeping a marriage of appearance, but the trust is gone. But if there are no kids, then this dude needs to be gone too. Number 16, the Trudeau government says they spent $834,000 to cull 84 deer using foreign hunters. Meanwhile, at the same time, they're trying to ban Canadians from owning their own boomsticks. That's almost $10,000 per deer when Canadian hunters probably would have done it for free or just for the meat. Justin Trudeau, he's like a prime minister, but for stupid people. Up next, Dana says that a man that is unable to kneel before a woman and worship her body is the most emasculated man. That men that are afraid of being submissive have a fragile sense of masculinity. The reverse psychology continues. Sounds like she wants a beta male and is ready to settle down. For her, weak men are strong, and strong men are weak. Number 18, women are allowed to have high standards like men, being over 6 feet tall and having abs. But if you say I won't date a fat girl, they'll lose their minds. Fat Sophie took this comment so personally on X and asked me if this is what I look like here on the sofa. She's good. You can tell she's been following me for years and heard me say that I had a Yorkie while growing up and that I hate women with big noses. She gets a golf clap for paying attention. She's pissed off though if she put this much time into just an insult. Number 19 is a model that accidentally breaks a giant candy cane inside of her while filming a video. I think the word model has now lost all its meaning in the age of lonely fools. Well, at least she's going to smell minty fresh instead of fishy. Talk about a sticky situation. Merry belated Christmas, you filthy animal, and happy new year. I have a solution, though, for you. Just hear me out. Moving on, the Czech Republic's first black MP is guilty of 2 counts of struggle snuggle and 1 attempted count of it. The Czechs need to forgive him and give him another go for the sake of cultural enrichment. This is coming to a town near you in Germany, Italy, and Ireland. One of these two women is also minor. He's probably going to appeal it, and for all we know, this could be a series of false allegations. What do you guys think? Number 21 is a guy that says that his wife thinks it's wrong for him to choke the chicken when she's not home. He even used saved pictures of her while doing it. Why the hell did he even tell her? He should have just kept his big mouth closed. I think her issue is that she needs to be completely in control of him. Women get insecure unless you rely 100% on them to release your nocturnal emissions. What's she doing in another state, though? Cheating on him, perhaps. Up next is yet another woman in Florida taking advantage of an autistic man and giving birth to his child because it made her feel good. How was she caught, though? She called the cops on him claiming that he was the one that assaulted her. All of this is starting to make me reconsider possibly moving to Florida for the winters. Maybe Dubai would be a better option at this point. Number 23, a guy's girlfriend is leaving him, and he's like, okay, do it. But when his dog passes away, it's a massive hit because the dog gave you unconditional love. The dog loved you. The girlfriend loved what you provided for her, and that's about it. Dogs are loyal and glad to see you. Now I'll shut up and let you get some tissues for your tears. Moving on is 46-year-old Gabriella, and she's going through a divorce with 7 kids. But she's now looking for a man under 25, with a high libido, and he has to be tall and fit. She also says that she's done with black men, meaning that her children were most likely sired by one or a series of them. She's looking for a 23-year-old Chad, and she's just a single mother of 7. She also used the most words possible to say, white men only. Number 25 and the last one is a study claiming that women are happier without marriage and children. And yet almost 30% of single women over the age of 25 are on antidepressants. Yes, because these women sitting on the park bench don't look miserable at all now, do they? I especially like the one that looks extra creepy on the far left. I know that's a phone in her hand, but I keep imagining that it's actually a television remote. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want to see the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe to my X account, where I post those ahead of time. Link is down below. Also, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.